Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the transport of young calves. One of the studies looked at animals being moved at 28 days instead of 14. And when they did that, they saw that mortality rate dropped from about 6% to 3%. They've also looked at length of time for those animals that were transported for 16 hours as opposed to 6 or 12. They had more issues with dehydration, also had higher rates of diarrhea and respiratory diseases when they arrived at the receiving facility. Some other things that you might want to consider are, what are the important things that we need to do as we manage calves? Well, number one, colostrum is still king when it comes to their immune system. So in studies that have looked at the rate of passive transfer on these animals, they've found that those animals that have a higher total blood protein actually have fewer sick days and actually grow faster than those that have inadequate passive transfer. Second major thing that you need to consider is, animals do need to be fed prior to transport. The last thing that is very important to consider is cleanliness. So pay attention to the trailers that are showing up on your farm, making sure that they've been cleaned prior to arrival. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to consider their age at transport and some of the management things that we can do to improve the success of that transported animal.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.